Good morning, beloved. And again, thank you for joining me on this beautiful Thursday morning as we start our day together in God's Word. Today, we're in Leviticus chapter 16, beginning at verse 20. And yesterday's reading described the ritual of the high priest sacrificing a bull for his sins and for those of his family, and a goat for the sins of the people. Today's reading describes a ritual that involves sending into the desert a goat that will carry away the sins of the people. The priest was instructed to lay hands on the goat's head while confessing all the sins the people have committed, and thereby transferring the sins to the goat. The goat is chosen for Azazel, which means fierce God, and is associated with the name of a demon believed to inhabit the desert. The name has been divided into two words in Hebrew, Azazel, the goat that goes away, and it's from that term that we get the word scapegoat. There we go. So, let's begin reading together in Leviticus chapter 16, and beginning in verse 20. When Aaron has finished performing the ritual to purify the most holy place and the rest of the tent of the Lord's presence and the altar, he shall present to the Lord the live goat chosen for Azazel. He shall put both of his hands on the goat's head and confess over it all the evils, sins, and rebellions of the people of Israel, and so transfer them to the goat's head. Then the goat is to be driven off into the desert by someone appointed to do it. The goat will carry all their sins away with him into some uninhabited land. Then Aaron shall go into the tent, take off the priestly garments that he had put on before entering the most holy place, and leave them there. He must take a bath in a holy place and put on his own clothes. After that, he shall go out and offer the burnt offering to remove his own sins and those of the people. He shall burn on the altar the fat of the animal for the sin offering. The man who drove the goat into the desert for Azazel must wash his clothes and take a bath before he comes back into the camp. The bull and the goat used for the sin offering, whose blood was brought into the most holy place to take away sin, shall be carried outside the camp and burned. Skin, meat, and intestines shall all be burned. The one who burns them must wash his clothes and takes a bath before he returns to camp. The following regulations are to be observed for all time to come. On the 10th day of the 7th month, the Israelites and the foreigners living among them must fast and must not do any work. On that day, the ritual is to be performed to purify them from all their sins so that they will be ritually clean. That day is to be a very holy day, one on which they fast and do no work at all. These regulations are to be observed for all time to come. The high priest, properly ordained and consecrated to succeed his father, is to perform the ritual of purification. He shall put on the priestly garments and perform the ritual to purify the most holy place, the rest of the tent of the Lord's presence, the altar, the priests, and all the people of the community. These regulations are to be observed for all time to come. The ritual must be performed once a year to purify the people of Israel from all their sins. So Moses did as the Lord had commanded. And today's key verse is Leviticus chapter 16, verse 31. That day is to be a very holy day, one on which they fast and do no work at all. These regulations are to be observed for all time to come. You know, beloved, the Jewish people had the same problem with sin as, well, everybody has had with sin from the time that sin entered into the world. somebody's got to pay for it. The sin has to be paid for. And so with the blood of bulls and goats, the sin was covered during the Old Testament times. And ritually, by placing the hands of the high priest on the goat and thereby transferring all the sins of the nation of Israel onto the head of the goat, and then that goat being led out into some desolate place, ritually that shows the sins of the people being removed from them. But the bottom line is those sins still existed. The goat was still alive out there somewhere, and they were never paid for in full. But praise God that when Jesus died, then his body was the perfect sacrifice for the sin of all time. Jesus was the perfect scapegoat. And when he died, and all of our sins died with him on the cross, and he took those sins with him to hell, that was truly where all of the sins of all mankind would surely end up. And when Jesus came back, when he rose again on that third day, those sins were no longer with him. The sins of the world had been left in hell, made for once and for all by the perfect blood of the Holy Lamb of God. Let's pray. Merciful and loving God, I come before your throne of grace with a repentant heart, and I lay my sins before you. Cleanse me of my sins and restore me to a right relationship with you. In your holy name I pray. Amen. Well, that brings our Thursday morning together to an end, beloved. Join me tomorrow, where we'll be over in 2 Samuel chapter 9, verses 1 through 13, where King David shows kindness to a member of Saul's family. Until tomorrow, then, may God richly bless you, your family, all those precious to you, in Jesus' name. Amen.